This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, hour number 2, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. USA Radio Network coming up in an hour. Newsmax TV, Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216, Dish, and many cable systems around the country, including Comcast Xfinity starting next month in many of their homes, and then in early 2019, all of their homes. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. This show is sponsored by U.S. Gold Bureau. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. This set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance free as well. Order today and get a free official U.S. Mint storage box with your order. Box holds 500 coins. You're getting 100 to start your collection, and you have room for 400 more. Call U.S. Gold Bureau for the Wayne Allyn Root Investor Starter Package, 800-885-GOLD, 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 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/roots. The call in number for the show is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I have so many things to talk about. There's not even enough room on this show to get to them all, but I'm going to grab a caller first anyway, because I love when you guys call in. We've got Nick from Vegas on line 2, who wants to talk about voter fraud. Nick, you're on with Wayne Root. What's on your mind?
Hi, Wayne. This is Nick from Las Vegas. Yeah, Wayne, listen, I was listening to your show, and I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you for a couple of years. I just want to give you a shout-out for your hard work and diligence that you continue to do every single day.
Thank you.
With that said, Wayne, I wanted to talk about what you said about how the Democrats stole the election. Wayne, I wanted to ask you another thing. I also heard that a lot of the culinary members of departments in the casinos were not only shuttled to vote for the Democrats, but guess what? They had secret booklets, the booklets, excuse me, that were already checked what to vote for, and if they didn't, their jobs are threatened.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories about the culinary union and the casino executives, and I, you know, look, I don't know if any of this is illegal. I know what's happening in Florida is illegal, and I know that if you allow illegal aliens to vote, it's illegal. I don't know what the legality is of unions and casinos busing their people to the polls and giving them lists of who to vote for and telling them we know who you're voting for, and if you don't vote the right way, you're fired. I've heard that one from multiple people. And again, when you hear something from 20 different people, you tend to think it's true. When 20 different people tell you, my friend works at the MGM, my friend works at Caesars, and they were told that they know how they're voting and that they will be fired if they do not vote straight Democrat up and down the ticket. That's pretty scary stuff, folks. That's all I can tell you. A lot of shenanigans going on in this state. A lot of them.
Wayne, one more thing. And what gets me is everybody talks about, like you said before, how the Republicans are for the rich and for the wealthy. But like you said, Democrats take money, too, and they're also helping the rich and the corporations. But look at where the parties were held on Tuesday. The Republicans had it at the South Point, a local casino. Where
right, Democrats had it at Caesars.
On the strip. Of all places, Wayne.
Right.
At Caesars Palace.
Yeah, I know.
So when you keep talking about how the Republicans are all this and the Republicans are all that, people just don't want to do their homework or their research. They're so lazy, and they have devices, Wayne, and computers to actually look everything up, but they don't want to. They just get intimidated, like you said, by the masses. Thank you, Wayne.
All right, thanks, Nick. You don't have to look at where the Democrats have their party, Nick, to figure out who's the party of the rich. You just need to watch TV for the 4 weeks in front of the election. Every ad was the Democratic Party ripping Danny Tarkanian, ripping Adam Laxalt, ripping Dean Heller, ripping Crescent Hardy. It was the most incredible orgy of spending I've ever seen in my life. The Democrats are the party of the rich, the super rich, who are connected and live on government contracts. And if Democrats lose, they don't get their government contracts. Doesn't anybody understand that climate change is about money, and that illegal immigration is about money? These people are making millions and millions and hundreds of millions of dollars with government contracts to take care of illegal aliens and with government contracts involving climate change, and they want the gravy train to continue. That's the deal. Let's take Robert on line one. Robert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Very good, Wayne. I am really, really perturbed about the illegals voting, and I thought that it was against the law.
It is against the law, but you got to prove it.
Well, okay. Another thing, let me ask you. I went to register early at a store. They had all the voting and registrar area. I went, and then I offered my ID, and the lady said, no, we don't need it.
Right.
I thought that you are supposed to.
No, not in Nevada. Not in Nevada. They don't ask your ID. It's an outrage.
Okay.
It's an absolute
joke. So then I called. She said, call up. A few times to make sure that once you register that you're eligible to vote. I called up and they told me that I was too late on that to vote when I registered. I registered too late. Is there such a thing, or I got cheated on my vote?
No, there's a cutoff point after which you cannot register to vote, if that's what you mean. There's a cutoff point. So I have no idea if that's, if you reach that cutoff point, but I'm just telling you there is, in fact, a cutoff point. So, I who knows? Everybody,
oh, okay.
It's amazing they're strict with a conservative who listens to Wayne Root Show, but they're not strict with thousands of illegals who show up every day to vote who have no ID and can't speak English, and they let them vote in Spanish. That's also another thing. That's insanity. Why don't you have a... Donald Trump should have an executive order that says you cannot vote in any language but English. Where the United States of America, there's an official language, should be an official language. It's English. If you can't speak English, you have no right to vote at the very minimum. The very minimum requirement.
Exactly what I told the lady. I went exactly what I told the lady. She goes, would you like it in Spanish or English? Because I'm Mexican-American. Okay? Yeah. I was born here, but I'm Hispanic. And I told her, are we still in America, aren't we? And she says, oh, yes, yes. So I go, well, let's try English. Because I was being sarcastic after that. Because I felt insulted. You know, because if you're in America, let's try to learn English and use it.
I know.
Robert, thank you for the call.
Robert, we got to run. I got so much to talk about, and if I take nothing but calls, then I can't even get any of my stuff in. So here's an example of the Democratic Party. This is what people voted for. New Muslim representatives, Sharia corruption and Jew hatred, come to the House. Two Muslim women, Rashida Tlaib in Michigan, and Ilhan Omar in Minnesota have been overwhelmingly elected to Congress. And the establishment media will celebrate these victories as triumphs of diversity. And, of course, they didn't say this in the article, but the triumph of the women. The women. Oh, all the women that won. Are all women good? Tlaib is a vociferous foe of Israel. With the Democrats now regaining control of the House, Tlaib is likely to be an energetic proponent of the new majority's vendetta against Israel. The House is likely to do all it can to roll back President Trump's pro-Israel policies, with Tlaib as well as Omar becoming the public face of the effort. According to the JTA, when Tlaib was asked if she would vote against military aid to Israel, she responded, absolutely. If it has something to do with inequality and not access to people having justice, for me, U.S. aid should be leveraged. I'll be using my position in Congress that no country, no one, should be able to get aid from the U.S. when they still promote injustice. What kind of injustice? Tlaib, of course, had nothing to say about the genocidal incitement against Jews in Israel that regularly features on Palestinian television. She did say, however, she favors a one-state, not two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. One state. It has to be one state. Separate but equal does not work. This whole idea of a two-state solution does not work. It's just hard to believe that you've got left-wing people who hate Israel elected to Congress, and left-wing Jews love that and think that's wonderful, don't have a problem with it. Here's the other woman. The other woman is Ilhan Omar. And so this girl, Ilhan Omar, is even more hateful than Tlaib. According to the Daily Wire, she once tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah waken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel." Challenged about this tweet recently, she doubled down and attacked the man who called attention to the tweet, drawing attention to the apartheid Israeli regime is far from hating Jews. You are a hateful, sad man. I pray to Allah you get the help you need and find happiness. So you're allowed to pray to Allah and you get elected to Congress. It's the crazy thing I've ever heard. Who would even say something like that? You'd think that like the other liberal politicians, they'd hide what they believe in. Who would even mention Allah running for Congress? But I guess you're running in an all-Muslim district, somewhere near Dearborn, Michigan, probably. Or, yeah, the one is in Michigan, Rashida Tlaib. The other one is in Minnesota. And we know that there's a gigantic Somali Muslim population literally taking over the entire Minneapolis. It's unbelievable. It's just like Germany. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Germany, Sweden, Denmark, France, England. They're all idiots. They're allowing people in who believe in Sharia law, who talk about Allah all day long, and who hate Israel, and who hate American Jews, too. I guarantee you these people hate American Jews, but they'll never tell you that while they're running for office. Just when the doors are closed, they'll tell you. And that's why we need Project Veritas, or maybe we'll do a Project Root. We need a Wayne Root, a Project Root, where I hire someone to go undercover into the Muslim community and ask them questions with a secret camera going. And you will hear the hatred towards white people, the hatred towards America, the hatred towards Jews. You will not believe your ears what you hear in the Muslim community if they think they're speaking to a Muslim and there's a secret camera. Let's send a gay Jewish person into a Muslim bakery. I'd love to see the reaction. I'll pay $1 million to see the reaction. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller, full of suspense, based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now! This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
You know, I often said that Chrysler was the dumbest company in the world for allowing Snoop Dogg to be in Chrysler commercials with Lee Iacocca. Did they not realize that he's a director of porn movies? You know, you just gotta laugh. Liberals get away with everything. He directs women in porn movies, but he was in Chrysler commercials, and he's in other commercials now. Nobody seems to know what he does. He's a low-life, thug piece of garbage, and I'm not referring in any way to the color of his skin. I couldn't care less what the color of his skin is. You could be a white thug, you could be a black thug, you could be a Native American thug, you could be a Jewish thug. It doesn't matter. He's a thug. Why am I saying all this? Because I'm looking right now at the New York Post headline. Snoop Dogg smokes a marijuana cigarette, a blunt, outside the White House and says, F-U-C-K Trump. He's a lowlife. You know, in my wildest dreams, I despised everything Obama stood for. But I was always nice and respectful to the man and to also the office of President of the United States. And I never said F Obama. Never, ever, ever did I say F Obama. And I never said anything about my dreams of Obama being dead like liberals do for Trump. And I never smoked marijuana outside the White House while I'm saying F Obama. You're a lowlife piece of garbage thug. That's what you are, Snoop Dogg. They should take you out with the trash. All you liberals who believe in things like this should be taken out with the trash. And here's the other thing. All the companies that use you, lowlife, piece of garbage, trash, Snoop Dogg, all the companies that use you to be a spokesman have to fire you tomorrow. And if they don't, what is going on in this world? Because anybody who says they like Trump gets fired. You can't do anything anymore if you like Trump. He's a racist if you like Trump. But if you say Trump, F-U-C-K, Trump, while you're smoking a marijuana cigarette outside the White House, you're allowed to be a spokesman for companies, major companies? Joke. Snoop Dogg, low-life trash. Again, I'll state for Right Wing Watch, not referring to the color of his skin. I don't care what the color of his skin is. I say awful things about all the horrible, horrible, evil people in Hollywood who want to assassinate my president, too, and almost all of them are white. It's got nothing to do with the color of anyone's skin. And by the way, I'm a lifelong conservative Republican. Barry Goldwater, a Ronald Reagan conservative. I remember saying the same things about George McGovern, a traitor and a commie. Commie, pinko, liberal, get out of my country. George McGovern, last I checked, is white with Scandinavian roots. You just never get it. Every time you criticize someone who's black, you're automatically a racist, according to liberals. But how about if the black person's a racist? How about if he hates Trump because Trump's white? You ever think Snoop Dogg hates Trump because Trump's white? Could that be? Oh, I think it's the exact reason. He's a white Republican straight male. And God knows every Democrat hates white Republican straight men. And we, on the other hand, don't hate anybody. I want you all to be rich. I want lesbians to be rich. I want transgenders to be rich. I want every man to be rich, every woman to be rich, every black person to be rich. I don't care what you are. I'm a capitalist. I want everyone to do great in the great United States of America. By the way, I went in this rant about Snoop Dogg because I just saw it as we were coming on the air. And I forgot to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show is My Doctor Suggests. The reason I'm able to rant when I have a hoarse voice my whole life and I'm able to rant and I don't lose my voice is because of My Doctor Suggests. I suck on their colloidal silver lozenges in every single ad break and it gets me through every three-hour show. If you've ever bought a lozenger at the store, when you're at the supermarket, you're at the checkout line, those things are all junk, garbage, candy, poison, filled with sugar. You want My Doctor Suggests. Colloidal silver lozenges come in a million different flavors. They're delicious. I like the cherry one, and my second choice is honey. Great stuff. Sometimes I suck on cherry and honey, so I get the double shot. My Doctor Suggests is the name, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I demand you try these amazing, magical lozenges today. When silver comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. Silver destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. And that's why I'm able to suck on them. It saves my voice. It keeps me from getting sick. Great stuff. Thank you. My Doctor Suggests. Call them at 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Tell them Wayne sent you. You get 10% off automatically on your first order, 866-660-9868. The call's free. Tell them Wayne sent you. My favorite lozenge in the world for 3 years now. Just 2 months shy of 3 years on the radio. And someone told me about it. And I sucked on them just from that first day I started the show, and it's kept my voice alive for almost 3 years. Great stuff. When we get back, we'll have Megan Barth live here in studio. Oh, no, not live in studio. I think we're calling her today. Not live in studio. And Ocasio-Cortez. She's back. She's going to be with us a lot. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She will be my favorite poster girl. We will throw darts at her every single show for the next 2 years. She is money in the bank. Mark it down. Wayne Root is getting rich on complete moron, idiot, lowlives, and communists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and Snoop Dogg. The next 2 years are going to be nothing but fun. Wait to hear what she has to say about free college and Medicare for all.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
The FBI is not speculating as to why a gunman opened fire on Wednesday night at a Thousand Oaks, California bar. The gunman killed at least 12 people, including Sergeant Ron Hewless of the Thousand Oaks Police Department. Taylor Whitler was in the bar, and she joined Fox News.
Hey, we all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. It was, after the first round, it was quiet for about 5 seconds, and then some guys that were next to me on the floor got up and started sprinting towards the back door and yelled at everyone, get up, run.
The Trump administration announced executive actions that will restrict the ability of migrants that are seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. And after pretty much an entire day of squabbling back and forth, the White House stands by their decision to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is War
War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We've got Megan Barth with us. I want to mention our sponsor for this segment of the show, by the way. Sponsor for this segment of the show is the one and only Liberty Healthcare. Liberty HealthShare. I'm just rushing here. I'm trying to do 50 things at once and book guests for tomorrow and talk to advertisers in the break and a lot of things going on at once. A lot of things going on all at once. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Healthcare is a disaster in this country. Health insurance is completely unaffordable. And if you have it, it covers nothing. But guess what I've got? I switched away from Aetna. It was $2,000 a month for Aetna. And I moved to Liberty HealthShare just about 2 years ago now. So I'm going to enter my third year on January 1st with Liberty HealthShare. Not only have I saved $18,000 a year each year for the last 2 years, but so which means I've saved $36,000 over 2 years, but also they're paying my bills better than Aetna did. And Aetna covered nothing. By the time you had the deductible, the copays, Aetna was paying for nothing. And meanwhile, Liberty HealthShare, my son Hudson, had to have his wisdom teeth pulled out. And it was $2,500. That was about 3 months ago. And we got a check the other day for $2,000. So they paid $2,000 of the $2,500. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. You're the greatest. You saved me $36,000 in the last 2 years, and you pay $2,000 of the $2,500 bill for wisdom teeth. That's great stuff, man. Wow. I didn't even know they did dental. I had no idea. Just found out we got that check. So do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. They took care of Hudson. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online, libertyhealthshare.org. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us. I thought she was in studio, but it turns out that she's in Washington, D.C. Her website is ReaganBabe.com. She's in D.C., and I want to find out why. Why are you in D.C., Megan? You were there for the election?
I was. I went here to watch the returns. I was in the Trump lobby, watching the returns, the Trump hotel lobby. Had a lot of meetings here. You know, this is where, you know, now we've got a lame duck session. People are now starting, you know, the 2020 campaign basically started on Wednesday morning. We're just, you know, shaking some trees, doing some deals, and preparing for a strong red offensive in 2020.
And so your reaction to the election, what did you think?
Well, you know, I was waiting for Nevada and waiting for Nevada and waiting for Nevada, and then comes Nevada. And it was a socialist bloodbath. If we thought that the Democrats in California were absolutely bat crazy, we ain't seen nothing yet like the, you know, Hispanic Marxists that have taken over. And even now we have a criminal felon, a convicted felon as an attorney general. Geez, what could go wrong? What I found very interesting about the Nevada election was a couple things. Number one, the only Republican that was spared defeat was the exact Republican I've been talking about for 2 years that I believe is a Harry Reid plant, and that is Barbara Zagaski, the Secretary of State, the person who is responsible for overseeing the election and tabulating the election. She was the only Republican spared. Now, I find it very interesting that she was spared and there would be so many Democrats that would vote for Barbara. Don't you find that kind of curious and odd?
No, but listen, I want to be fair. You're saying there doesn't mean one Democrat voted for Barbara. I don't agree with what you just said, that Democrats voted for Barbara. It means she got
a
few more votes than the guy she was running against because he's a totally unknown name. He's a nobody. That's all that means, Meg. It doesn't mean a single
Many unknown names were running, and it was a socialist bloodbath.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just saying she didn't get any Democrat votes. Listen, Democrats wanted her opponent. He's a radical socialist. They wanted him to run the Secretary of State's office. They didn't want her. So they're not happy that she was the only one who won. I don't know why you think the Democrats wanted her to win. I'm not a big fan of necessarily anything she's done as Secretary of State.
Oh, I'm not saying that the Democrats wanted her. I'm not saying that a majority of Democrats wanted her to win. I'm just saying she won because she did get a split ticket vote down the ballot. That's exactly why she won. And I also find it very interesting that we now have a complete supermajority in the legislature, and their very first business will be to raise taxes on every single person in our state.
Well, first of all, they don't have a supermajority. We won the last Senate race. They do not have a supermajority. They don't. They missed it by one vote.
They cannot stop, according to an assemblyman that was defeated by 120 votes, they in Assembly District 15, they cannot stop any legislation that comes through the legislature. So the legislature now can pass whatever they'd like to, whenever they'd like to, without any sort of impedance.
Like I said, I heard there was the last vote, the last final state Senate or state assembly race was decided, and they lost their supermajority by one vote. So I don't know if they could pass everything they ever wanted. My point is they have the majority of the House, they have the majority of the Senate, they have the governor, they have the lieutenant governor. Of course they could pass anything they want, but to pass a tax increase, you need two-thirds. And my understanding is they didn't get that two-thirds. They're one vote short. So it's possible we may be saved the worst of the worst, but everything else they're going to pass, there's no debate about that. You don't need a supermajority to pass every other crazy bill they were trying to pass 2 years ago. So all the socialist claptrap they're going to want to pass, they've got. Nevada's ruined. There's no question. They've destroyed it. I don't know if it's ever going to come back. I think the odds are pretty slim it's ever going to come back. I'm still going to fight. I'm not leaving. I'm not running. But you're dealing with vicious, horrible people that stole the election through voter fraud and illegal aliens voting. No question in my mind.
Well, absolutely. And we can all thank Roberson for giving undocumented immigrants driver's licenses. And, of course, the next step, as I was trying to be the Paul Revere, is that all of a sudden we're going to then automatically register people to vote. And that's exactly what happened with the passage of Question 5. And so once now that we've passed Question 5 and we have a majority of Democrats in the legislature, there will be no attempt to monitor or clean up the voter rolls to ensure that only citizens are registered to vote and that citizens are voting.
So
you're absolutely right. Whether or not we'll be able to come back, from this remains to be seen.
There's only one answer. If Donald Trump wants Nevada and to be elected president, he really needs Nevada. He can't afford to give up Nevada. He has no idea whether the states will lose. He's got to have Nevada. I said this to Corey Lewandowski on the air yesterday, let alone off the air. He's got to pass through executive action an order that says we have national voter ID through presidential executive action, and it is involved in federal races. Any race or any election where there's a federal office holder on the ballot, you have to vote with national voter ID. And let the Supreme Court decide if it's legal. Now, they may decide it's not. They may say you can't do that with presidential order, but you have to give it a shot, and let's take it to the Supreme Court. I think that's the only chance you've got. It'll never happen through Congress, and you have massive fraud in this country, so you've got to have President Trump do it through executive action.
Yeah, one would be executive action. The other cog in that integrity would be the census. And the census is so incredibly important. And why is it important? Because the census counts the number of people within this country, but Wilbur Ross wants to add the citizenship question back into the census, which has been missing for 50 years. We appropriate the amount of representation based on population. And if we are only counting citizens of this country, then only citizens will be represented. And therefore, this Democrat win of 26 states on the national level in the House would likely be reduced to maybe one, because the Democrats would lose, if we did not count illegal aliens in the census, four seats in California, for example, a couple seats they would be stripped of in Pennsylvania and Texas, and in the states that have the highest illegal minority populations or illegal alien populations. So the census is critical, and it's something that's not being talked about, but it is a constitutional protection that needs to be afforded and passed. However, and implemented, rather. However, Wilbur Ross and the administration is now facing 26 different lawsuits from guess who, the leftist organizations, the NGOs, that are somehow saying that this citizenship question is somehow either not constitutional or it somehow impedes, voters in order to get to the polls or representation. It's a complete smokescreen in order to protect the fraud that the Democrats rely on to win elections either by large or narrow margins. And we're seeing this play out in Arizona, for example. All of a sudden, Maricopa County has 500,000 mail-in and absentee ballots just sitting around so they can steal another election.
They're stealing every single election. We won the Senate so big, and all of a sudden Montana went from we're leading when I go to sleep to we lose it. Arizona, 2 days later, we were winning as of this morning by 17,000 votes. Now we're losing by 2,000 votes. Florida's in a recount. We're going to lose Scott, and we're going to lose that loser, Gillum, for governor if we're not careful over DeSantis. This is outrageous, and I want to know what Republicans are doing to fight before we lose everything to voter fraud. Country's gone. Outrageous. We'll be right back. Megan, we're headed to an ad. We'll be right back. We're now. Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio, coming up in about 15 minutes. Newsmax TV. No sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but it's available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Rex Pistols. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two with the Christmas gift of the year? I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Of course, the tree's not up yet, but I wrapped it, so it's waiting to put under my tree. And I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, a weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options, from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. And if you watch the Military Arms Channel, Rex was put up one-on-one with one of the most popular guns in America used by military and law enforcement. It's called the Torture Test, and Rex won it running away. And it's only a fraction of the cost of that famous gun used by military and law enforcement. Simply put, it's now Wayne Root's favorite gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com. That's K, letter K, and then you put a dash, and then you put VAR, V-A-R. K, and then dash, and then VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T, my last name, to get your free holster shipped along with your gun. That's K-VAR, V-A-R.com, or head now to your local gun store. We've got Megan Barth with us, one of our favorite guests of all time. Her website's ReaganBabe.com. She's on with us every Thursday. And Megan, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm good, and you're one of my favorite hosts of all time and favorite people.
The issue is whether this favorite host of yours is going to get harassed by liberals, because I see that the guy opposite me, every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, it's Wayne Root Show on Newsmax TV, and Tucker Carlson's on Fox News, and he made the mistake of living in D.C. I'm smart enough to live in Vegas behind a doubled guard-gated community. He lives with security guards with guns. You can't get in. Tucker Carlson lives like on a nice street in Washington, D.C., I guess Georgetown. Anybody can walk up to his house. And D.C. Antifa not only published the home address of Tucker Carlson and his brother, but also Ann Coulter, Neil Patel, and Sean Hannity, but also an Antifa mob defaced his house last night, scared his wife to death. His kids and his wife were at home. Can you imagine a mob screaming that we know where you live and we're coming to get you? This has just got to stop. Yeah.
Well, it won't stop until the funding is frozen. And I actually posted this on my public page on Facebook, my Reagan Babe fan page. You can go there, see the article and my comments. But my comments were is that, number one, maybe the acting attorney general, the new attorney general that seems to have a spine and a very strong understanding of the law, would designate Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. Once they make this designation, the whole canard of hate crimes, we're going to investigate them for hate crimes. No, they are domestic terrorists, and they will be charged accordingly to the domestic terrorism laws. And then what you do is once you designate this Democrat-funded mob as a domestic terrorist organization, then what you do is you freeze the funding for this domestic paramilitary arm of the terrorist paramilitary arm of the Democrat Party. Antifa is not an organic group. One of the other things they could do is make them rip off their masks. It's not Halloween. There's no reason why they need to wear masks and carry weapons. And this is not only political intimidation, it is domestic terrorism. And until we start treating them and charging them as domestic terrorists and freeze the funding, this violence will continue throughout the campaign cycle. And if Donald Trump and when Donald Trump wins election in 2020, the violence will only be amplified and more common.
Another big issue, by the way, it's not one we're going to talk about, but it's one that just came across my desk as we speak now, is just how did Beto O'Rourke, which whose real name, by the way, is Rob O'Rourke, he's not Beto, he's not Hispanic, how did he come so close to beating Ted Cruz? And here's the answer. It's the same reason the Nevada Republican Party is completely, incompetent. Because they don't understand that it's not about ads, it's not about a campaign speech, it's not about a stupid rally, which they didn't do enough of anyway, but it's about getting out the vote and registering new voters and sending them thousands of texts to make sure they go out and vote. And that's what they did in Texas. And they had $100 million of out-of-state money to register thousands and thousands, probably in this case hundreds of thousands of people who had never voted before. And then they hit them with texts saying, go vote, go vote, go vote. And they even told them where the precinct voting location was multiple times via text. And I saw it on my phone. They know how to get the vote out, and we don't know how to do it. What's the matter with the Republican Party, Megan?
Well, I think there's a few things wrong. One is the use of data, and we can't only rely on Brad Parscale to be the data genius, but we have to use the data given to us in a fashion that the Democrats do. Number two, the Democrats are actually the party of 1%. Their donors actually give and give and give millions of dollars. To find $1 million out of Peter Thiel or the very few Republicans that have that kind of cash, to outlay that cash, it's like getting blood out of a turnip sometimes. You know, it does take money to win elections, but necessarily money doesn't win elections. And what I mean by that is simply that $70 million didn't get Beto O'Rourke over the finish line, but it certainly gave him national attention and support.
It's just impossible to believe that a code pink radical socialist activist named Kyrsten Sinema is going to be your United States Senator from Arizona 2 days after the polls closed. Isn't the vote supposed to be in before the polls close? Aren't you supposed to win when the polls close? We got to run. Megan,
yeah.
We got to go. The music is on. We're running. We're heading to Newsmax TV. Thank you, Megan Barth. Website, ReaganBay.com. And I come up next, Newsmax TV, right now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.